The ultimate concert experience almost always comes with a price. There's the obvious financial price. I've spent anywhere from $10 to $300 on tickets. And then there's the less obvious physical price, paid via the hours spent standing in line, cramming into the pit, or baking outside at day-long festivals. In 1998, I went to my first concert, Hanson. While my dad and uncle drank beer and joked around in the box suite, my cousin and I excitedly shared a pair of binoculars to see the tiny figures on the stage below us. Now, that concert would feel detached and disappointing. What's the point of going to a concert if you can't see the band? Is it worth paying to hear them regurgitate the songs live? It took me another decade to realize that this wasn't the way to properly enjoy a concert. That lesson was learned on March 5th, 2008. My friend Shelley and I were going to the Taste of Chaos Festival, featuring headliners Bullet for My Valentine and Avenged Sevenfold. Although we arrived at the venue several hours ahead of time, there was already a line twisting along the snow-covered parking lot. By the time the opening bands finished and Bullet took the stage, Shelley and I were a comfortable six rows away from the rail. Once the band started playing, the place exploded. Bodies swayed in every direction, fists flailed in the air. Collective voices recited the lyrics with unmistakable passion. In the aftermath of the moshing, we were shoved a couple rows closer to the rail. As the wait for Avenged Sevenfold began, the adrenaline rush diminished. My legs felt wobbly. My ribs ached from being elbowed one too many times. Sweaty skin stuck to mine as people squeezed closer together. Between the vanishing personal space and growing anticipation, I could hardly breathe. A surge of excitement reemerged when Avenged Sevenfold started playing. A narrow gap appeared between the people in front of me. Grinning like a madman, I lunged forward and clung to the railing. My grin continued to spread upon noticing that I was nearly arm's length away from Sinister Gates, the man who inspired me to pick up a guitar. The use of indoor fireworks and pyrotechnics electrified the performance and inspired a violently enthusiastic reaction from the crowd. Along with moshing and shoving, people began crowd surfing. As bodies were being flung above the crowd, I frequently got kicked in the back of the head or struggled to catch a limb last minute. One time, an entire body fell on top of me, and I fell headfirst into the unforgiving metal barrier. Within the last couple of years, many venues have attempted to ban moshing for health or legal concerns. I have seen some concertgoers punched in the face or covered in blood from participating in mosh pits. Just recently, it was rumored that British metal band Bring Me the Horizon was sued when a young girl was seriously injured in their encouraged mosh pit. I saw this band a few years ago, and, admittedly, their pit was intense. Even with the risks involved, it's impossible to prevent moshing from happening. It's a natural reaction to the music, though it varies based upon the intensity of the band and the crowd. After developing an ever-growing appreciation for music and seeing 30-plus bands live, I couldn't imagine sitting in a seat anymore. I've discovered that a concert isn't a success if you aren't hurting just a little bit the next day.